Yes, we are seriously concerned because they have done nothing and the menace is increasing because they have been killing people day in, day out. Recently, yesterday, they killed about 3 Igbos along our area, that is Dandalwe area. Today, they killed one person, one police officer along Gamboru Market in Maiduguri. There are a lot of attacks along the Jajeri Bayam quarters in Maiduguri. They come out and attack the military officers face to face.
Are you therefore saying that some of these statements aggravate the supporters of Boko Haram and that allows Boko Haram to increase the attacks?
Yes, it aggravates it. Because before the statement, there are no such attacks. We would get at least it takes 2-3 days without any hearing any attacks. But recently when he uttered this statement, it angered them, and they have been attacking frequently.
What are residents in Maiduguri particularly saying since this increase in attacks by Boko Haram?
What the president said is just an empty threat. It's an empty threat. He has been saying all these sort of things, and security-wise, no action has been taken.
So will the people present a petition to the president or to the government to express this concern to them?
Yes, I suppose so. They will write to the presidency and express their grievance. So they will express their grievance and say that this type of utterance is used to aggravate the situation. But you see, the stand of the elders of Maiduguri and members of the populace in Maiduguri is that they should look for a way of dialoguing with the members of the Boko Haram so that we will have an end to this crisis.
But recent efforts by government to negotiate with Boko Haram seem not to have worked properly. So how can this problem be resolved?
The problem can be resolved. The people they appointed, they said the government is insincere on its move to see that the crisis is settled. This is what they said. If the government is sincere, they are ready to settle.
So you mean the people in Maiduguri are supportive of negotiations with members of Boko Haram to end this wave of violence?
Yes, this is the view of the people of Borno State. This is the view of people of Borno State. They said they should negotiate with them. They should dialogue with them to see the end to the crisis. The people are feeling insecure because if they touch the military, the military will take action. And they said if two elephants fight, it's the grass that suffers. It's the civilians around Maiduguri that suffer. Always. We are just pleading with the federal government to see that to the end of the crisis, because the crisis is continuing unabated. So we are pleading with the federal government to find a way of settling this crisis.